Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Madsen, and it is Wednesday, Hornet. It is October the 20th, 21, 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And I must push it up to the ATL, to my home team, and give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet, Hornet. Yes, indeed. Now, listen, I want you all to listen to the show and follow the show on iHeartRadio.com. When you get to iHeartRadio.com, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give it a follow. And listen, while you're on Facebook, you know, we're on Facebook while we're socializing, you know, social media, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When it comes up, give the page a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. Now, y'all know I got some super bad promotions going on, baby, all the time, all day long, sugar, on the Fierce Female Network. I'm telling you, I am busy. Let me tell you something. Listen, what is going down? If you are in the Chicagoland area, if you live in Illinois, the state of Illinois, if you live in the state of Indiana, you will be able to see the Fierce Female Network on live television, honey. Live television. Do you hear me what I say now, child? I'm telling you, we are so excited. We don't know what to do. We will be broadcasting live from WJYS Channel 62. And so we are so happy and excited about that. Now, listen, not only the Fierce Female Network, we will be featuring as well Lolita Moore. Oh, my God. And I'm going to play her music. She will be doing the music. She has a music ministry. Lolita Moore will be doing the music on the Fierce Female Network on Channel 62. Oh, my God, my God, my God. So listen, and also Fight for the Family. I'm telling you, this is really, really phenomenal. Fight for the Family. Cheryl Ames, Fight for the Family, will be broadcasting live on Channel 62 as well. Her show will be televised on WJYS Channel 62. You will be seeing it. We will be posting the videos on Instagram as well as Facebook. You'll see the announcement that's going to be rolling out. So we have a lot of work to do. We've been really busy. And so that's the announcement I wanted to bring to you all. You'll be hearing more about it. So what you can look forward to is Fight for the Family being televised under the Fierce Female Network umbrella. We're being televised on WJYS Channel 62. You can see it in Illinois, state of Illinois, and state of Indiana. Now, listen, if you have cable as well as if you're using a dish, a satellite, you'll be able to pick it up. You'll be able to see it on cable as well. All right, now, and what I will be doing, oh, yes, giving inspirational messages, and so I will be giving spiritual teaching, spiritual messages, a lot of what I do here on the network, when I do my life lessons, so we're just going a little bit bigger, a little bit broader. The life lessons that I do on Fierce Man Network on radio is going to be televised on television, so you'll be able to actually see visually the life lessons that I'll be bringing to you on national television. All right, so I have some music to get to, and I have a word from my sponsors as well. Coming up right now is a song by Camilio, Complicated. Take a listen. Complicated.
I love only you. I'm falling in love. advice to you, baby. And you're so very hated. Yes, that's very true. This can never, ever be, oh. I just gotta get away from you. It's all of only you.
Yes, indeed. I love that song. That is Camilo, and Complicated. That's a smash hit, baby. That is a smash hit, baby. It just came out this year. And matter of fact, he just started his music career this year. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I'm telling you, he is doing phenomenal. Now, listen, right now I got a word from my sponsor. Take a listen to this.
Cheryl Shine wants to share this fun and meaningful book with your children. I am absolutely sure everyone will enjoy this book. Available at Amazon.com. Remember, the book is Spread Your Sunshine with Acts of Kindness.
All right now, Spread Your Sunshine with Acts of Kindness. You know something, let me tell y'all something. Y'all remember this poem that was out very popular years ago? It was called Footprints. Footprints. You all remember Footprints? It's a Christian piece of poetry, and it's called Footprints. And the reason why I'm bringing up Footprints is because this book, Spread Your Sunshine with Acts of Kindness, this really needs to be our footprint. Oh, wow, that's just juicy. Did y'all hear that? Spread Your Sunshine with Acts of Kindness really needs to be your footprint in life. Your footprint in life. You know, ooh-wee, did y'all catch that? Are y'all catching that? Really, listen, are y'all catching that? Oh, that's just a life lesson right there. Listen, so what I'm saying to you right now is what you have to do, your footprint in life, honey, and see footprints. Y'all remember the poetry, the poem Footprints, right? The person that had the footprints, you know, and then when Jesus picked up the person, and he was getting too heavy, his trials and tribulations were so heavy, Jesus began to pick him up and carry him. It was only one set of footprints. I hope I'm remembering that right. Y'all remember it that way? So listen, what I'm saying is this. I'm making an analogy. I'm drawing a picture. I'm really trying to draw a picture here. So with you spreading your sunshine with acts of kindness, that's what you do. You pick up. Now listen, I'm not saying pick up people in their burdens. No. What you're going to do is hold their hand sometimes. You know what I mean? You're going to be sweet to me. I'll be nice. Sometimes a person only needs a smile. Spreading your sunshine could be a smile. If you just smile somebody, give them some love, spread your sunshine. That's what sunshine is. So when you do that, honey, you're being the footprints for somebody. You know what I mean? You're putting your footprints all on that person. And honey, that's some residue. We want to leave some good residue behind. I feel like I'm really doing something here. You know what? Now, you know, I can't help you, but with this book, to spread your sunshine, the pulpit of me just comes out automatically, and that's a good thing. So listen, your residue is your sunshine. Spread your sunshine. Listen here. Why not have your residue be something good and something positive? You don't want to be no skunk. Listen, we got two things. Your negativity is like a skunk, baby. So when a skunk sprays, what? It stinks. You know, skunks stink. When they get to spraying, that stuff is stinking. So now if you got a negative attitude and stuff coming out your mouth that's negative, you just like a skunk, baby. You spraying negativity. You spraying all that stinking stuff. That's why I say stanky spirit. Get rid of the stanky spirit. Get rid of that skunk spirit, honey. And what you got to do is spread your sunshine. Get you some love, honey. Get you some peace. And, honey, when you do that, you'll be able to spread your sunshine with acts of kindness to other people. It can be just a small thing. You know what I mean? You can help somebody carry their groceries. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, when I was living in the South, God knows I loved it. I loved it. Now, listen, it's a whole different atmosphere down there. Now, listen, a lot of times I'd be walking home, you know, with my bags and whatnot, and sometimes it'd be hot. And, you know, of course, a neighbor, whoever would say, come on, you need a ride. Yes, I do. Take me to my house. You know what I mean? And sometimes, well, I remember one time, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to get on to the next song. And I'm still talking about Cheryl Shine. Her last name is S-H-Y-N-E. One time I went walking. Every morning I always went for a walk. Every morning, especially when it was really, really nice out. You know, of course, when it ain't raining. I'd go for, get up, hit it, get my little coffee, go for my walk. My parents had them cups. You know, get up at 6 o'clock, do what I got to do, hit the door and go for my walk, right? Now, one morning, it was hot, blazing hot. I'm going to be superwoman and, you know, still go for my walk. Baby, I went for a walk and I went too far. You know, I used to would walk for about an hour, an hour straight now. I was walking out. But one morning, honey, it was so hot. And I say, ain't nothing going. I'm still going to do this. Now, I know that was a little foolishness on my part. But I went walking and walking and walking and walking. It's hot outside. But now the trouble came on the way back. Okay? See, I didn't measure my distance right. And see, sometime in life, we don't measure correctly. So I misjudged my timing. And to get back, I had went out too far. You know what I mean? And the sun was so bright, and I was coming back, and I was trying to get in the shade to cool off a little bit and then walk a little bit further. And so, honey, I said, I can't make it. I wasn't too far from now. I said, but I can't make it. So, baby, I got out there, and I started flagging people down. You know, you ain't going to do this in the city because they liable to hurt you. You know what I mean? I started waving. Yes, I did. I got out in the street. I said, hey, I need a little help. So some white man pulled over the car. He said, what's the matter? I said, my house is about 2 blocks down. I can't make it because I went out here exercising. I can't make it back in your heart. He said, come on, get on in. I'll take him down there. And sure enough, mister, I sure want to thank you. Now, see, that's an act of kindness. He was spreading his sunshine with an act of kindness. Honey, that was an act of kindness. Because I'm telling you, I was burned up hot and the sweat was just dripping off me. I got in the car. He dropped me on off. And I said, what can I do for you? He said, no, nothing yet. I said, well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Honey, I got up in the house with all that coolness hitting me. I say, thank you, G. And you better believe I never did that again. So listen, sometimes we can bring foolishness and harm on ourselves by not measuring, not using wisdom. See, and it was hard out. I thought I could do it because I had been walking in the heat before. But I didn't measure my time correctly. Now, there's something in that story, what I'm trying to tell you. And so what you get out of this story, the gentleman spread it, sunshine and act of kindness to me because I really needed some help in this situation. Now, I ain't telling no, that's a real story. Okay? And so I was all right. You know what I mean? I never did that again as far as walking out in that kind of heat, walking that far. But Hornet, now listen, this is all about Cheryl Shine's book. What I'm doing is making myself transparent because I really want y'all to make an investment in this book because you're going to invest in a child's life. This book is geared toward children ages 3 to 9, okay? And so you want to make an investment in a child's life. That's what it's about, okay? So now I got a little bit more music that I'm going to play here. Yes, indeed. It's a good thing to be transparent, honey, because when you be transparent in your faults and shortcomings and how you learn something, you help somebody else, baby. Now, listen, Lolita Moore, I want to play Lolita Moore because Lolita Moore is going to be on Channel 62 with me and Fight for the Family. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Now, listen, this is Lolita Moore. To give you a little example of what it's going to be like. This song is Holy One, Holy One, Holy One by none other Sister Lolita Moore. Holy One.
Is in control. I'm talking about one for the Father, two for the Son, three for the Holy Ghost. They make one. When they get together, make a move on me. I can hardly keep from moving my feet. I begin to raise my hands up high, shaking my head from side to side. So good all over me. I'm so happy because I'm free.
I've got the Holy
One. I've got it.
I've got the Holy One in my soul. I've got the Holy.
I've got the Holy.
The Holy.
The Holy
One in control.
I'm talking talking about one for the Father, two for the Son, three for the Holy Ghost, they make one. Took me to the water, told me about his love, did me three times, I came up with the blood. On the day of Pentecost, when the work was done, I began to speak in unknown tongues. Anointing fell on my soul, renewed my mind and made me whole. I'm glad I got it, cause show me if you want it.
Yes, baby. Yes, yes, yes. The Holy One. That is Sister Lolita Moore. You're going to be hearing more music just like that on WJYS Channel 62 Chicago. All right, you guys, I am out of time. I really am. But listen, my babies, I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. We're going to have a great time on tomorrow. Have a great night.
You motivated.